This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
In the UK, thousands of extra police officers have been mobilised to try and restore calm to the streets of London. Prime Minister David Cameron has also returned from holiday and recalled Parliament as rioting and looting spread to other cities. Meanwhile, volunteers in London have begun cleaning up their city, anxious to counter the bad publicity caused by images of looters and burning houses. From London, Ollie Barrett reports.
David Cameron flew home from Italy to admit London's streets needed greater protection.
It's quite clear that we need more, much more police on our streets, and we need even more robust police action. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner has said that compared with the 6,000 police on the streets last night in London, there will be some 16,000 officers tonight.
Downing Street had insisted Mr Cameron could run the country from Tuscany. But when rioting that began on Saturday in North London spread around and then beyond London, he returned overnight on Monday to deal with the crisis.
And I have this very clear message to those people who are responsible for this wrongdoing and criminality. You will feel the full force of the law. And if you are old enough to commit these crimes, you are old enough to face the punishments.
The first problems began on Saturday after a peaceful protest over the fatal shooting of a man by police last week. But with shops looted, buildings and vehicles burned and police officers injured miles from Tottenham in North London, it's clear things have moved well beyond the issues that caused tensions there initially. Acting Met Police Commissioner Tim Godwin.
This is not just a game. This is criminality, this is burglary, this is violence. And we will pursue each and every one that has been involved in this and we will be making sure that they are brought to justice and to court.
Well over 500 people have now been arrested since rioting began. One man's died after being shot during unrest to the south of London. So some have called for a curfew or even for the army to be deployed. And that may be discussed when Parliament sits on Thursday. But all over London, thousands have joined campaigns to clean up their communities in volunteer armies.
Just because last night was so horrible, so I just wanted to take part and try and make things better for London.
Oh, because I'm part of the community here and I feel as if it's a good thing to do, the right thing to do, just come and help out.
I think for me, just to make sure that people can see some positive things happening on the streets as well as all the negative stuff. I don't have any of the answers, but I do have a broom and I have some hands, so that's why I'm out today.
And as images of burning buildings and vehicles in London and other English cities shock people, one photo has been buzzing round the internet as people look for notes of cohesion. It shows residents in a looted neighbourhood handing out tea to police on the back of a riot shield. Ollie Barrett, Deutsche Welle Radio, London.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.